Street, 1 mile from the Landmark Shopping Center, just across from Cameron Station, Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. It's 24 minutes after 6. The Grease Man, oh, that's a chapter of the Bolshock Jock Handbook. Yeah, whenever you're caught off guard, just slap the mic and come on laughing until you can figure out what in the hell you're supposed to be doing. But the life of a Bolshock Jock. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, God, did you read that People magazine about a tragic thing? John Eric Hexum, that actor. Bold boy, he was bulky, too. There's a whole thing on him. People magazine, how he wanted to go to be an actor. He was always the best at everything he did, even in high school. And made that one mistake on the set of the movie he was shooting, took a 44 Magnum, put it to his head and pulled the trigger, and the wad that was in there in the blank came out with enough force to send a hunk of his skull into his brain. God! And there he was in the prime of his career, cut short. A man that was destined for success, all because of an error in judgment. Unbelievable. I mean, it is a tragedy in the sense it's such a waste. You know, every woman that I've ever showed that People magazine around the station, and people look at it, they go, my God, look at that man. To think he's not around anymore without at least savoring just a pinch of that hydraulic gear. I had a dream about it last night. I was under the covers, and I was dreaming that I happened to be nearby as the ambulance clanked away. And I followed the ambulance, and it led me to the hospital, and I was getting there just as the doctor was pulling the sheet all the way over his head, saying, there's nothing we can do. The brain is unbelievably damaged. Call the funeral home, and that's that. I said, wait a minute. I'm thinking to myself, oh, look at this man, this perfect specimen of man. He should not be allowed to die. So while the corridor was empty, I made my move. I started wheeling the litter down the hallway, into the service elevator, and out into the Greasemobile. My truck was backed up. I rolled down the back window, and with a mighty effort, for he was a bulky man, I heaved him into the back of my truck. You see, I have a tremendous amount of medical knowledge, being a graduate of Harvard Medical School, and I've always thought it was possible to effect a brain transplant, for the body was perfect in every other way. Not only was it perfectly healthy, it was a perfect specimen of mankind. If you were to take a picture of Mr. Hexum and hold it up, most would agree that that was the perfect specimen of man. So I contacted my assistant, Igor. Igor, I commanded, find me a brain. He smiled. He said, yes, master. Yes, I'll find you a brain. I said, cut the theatrics and get me the brain, huh, shot? So sure enough, I made the incision in the skull. Through a controversial system of electrodes, I hollowed out the skull to receive the new brain and make pressure points for it to actually function in the new body. Sure enough, Igor returned.
Here it is, master. Master, here it is.
And I took the new brain, and I put it in. The operation was textbook perfect. Electrodes hooked up. The brain matched. The skull even went back on. With a little plastic cement, I hollowed out the hole that was once there. The hair fit on perfectly. He was once again the perfect specimen of man. I hit the juice, and the body started to move. The eyes slammed open. A smile came across that perfect face, revealing those perfect teeth. I thought, my God, I've done it. I've done it. I embraced him there on the table. I said, speak to me, my creation. Speak to me.
Hello. My name. John Eric.
My God, Igor, let me see the tombstone that you got that brain from. My God, you got me the elephant man's brain. You mean, I'm talking to John Merrick that lived like in 1890 who was the elephant man?
Yes.
I can't believe I put this perfect body with a brain. You mean to tell me?
Yes. I got it. Cut the hiring star and give Joe Cullen a kiss on his cheek.
No, you're not going to be able to give Joan Collins a kiss on her cheek. My God, everything is ruined, ruined. You have the perfect body, but you speak like a drooling idiot. My God, man, there's no hope. You mean you think you're going to be hired by the big studios to become a big professional actor? Oh, God, I just don't think it's going to work. I just don't think it's going to work. Hey, well, all right, I guess we'll have to deal with what we got. Here's a Magnum over here. Let's see if you know how to use this Magnum. It's got blanks in it. Don't worry about it. We'll be using it in one of our upcoming TV specials.
I take this Magnum and hold it to my temple.
All right, I'll take care of that. Now, Igor, come here a second. Igor, how many times do I tell you, always read that tombstone when you get me a bride, you stupid,
hey,
unbelievable.
You think he's crazy? You ought to see his mama.
Hey!
The Grease Man on DC 101.
I can't find help nowadays. I just can't find help. 36.